time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero folks, and Nikki Cheslick from Cheslick Farm Stand, one of the iconic farm stands, one of the first valley hubs of farm stands that I remember going to, and now a bunch have cropped up, pun intended, since then. But how long has Cheslick been there on 5 and 10 in Deerfield?
My father's father bought 12 acres of land back in 1920.
Wow.
And
when land could be purchased for wooden nickels.
Yeah.
But that's all they had, too, though.
Right. Then he started, he grew a couple extra baskets of corn one year. And my sister-in-law said, oh, Dad, let's just sell it on the side of the road. Mm-hmm. And that's where it all began. We put a little table out there with a yellow umbrella, and that's over 50 years ago. And so in 2000, we built a building, and we said, let's grow.
And how long have you been doing it? Your whole life?
I married into the family about 30 years ago.
So practically,
30 years I've been. And my children all do it. My mother-in-law, my father-in-law, my son and nephew run the farm now.
So did you do farming too?
I actually grew up on another farm in Waitley.
Uh-huh.
My grandfather and grandmother raised cucumbers and potatoes and onions. And so
you have been doing something like this your whole life.
So is it hard to move into the corn part after being growing up on the cucumbers and the onions?
Acrimony between the other farm, a Hatfields and McCoy type thing.
I don't eat cucumbers anymore.
Oh, I love cucumbers.
I love pickles, but not cucumbers.
What do you got growing in the farm now and at the farm stand on 5 and 10, Cheslick?
Well, mainly we grow sweet corn. We grow over 120 acres of sweet corn.
How's the crop this year?
The corn's coming along great. We have early corn, and then we just started picking our Silver King white corn, which is crazy, but people come from other states just to buy white corn.
Now, what's the differences, I guess, between with sweet corn, which I think most people recognize as the different colors, yellows and a couple whites, as opposed to the white corn, which you've got shucked right there, that is pretty much all white.
The butter and sugar tends to be more sweet, where I think the white corn is more hearty.
You still cook them the same way?
You still cook them the same way. I did a little survey on Facebook the other day about which one do you like, and it was 50-50.
Yeah.
I mean, but when I cook it, I do both.
Right.
I like to eat both.
Because I feel like I almost never get white corn. I always get them.
Silver King, I like better.
What Silver King?
Yeah.
For the Silver Fox, Phil Corman from CESA.
Yeah.
You also got a bag of what looks like, there tomatoes?
We have yellow tomatoes that we're growing now, which are low acid.
Mm-hmm.
We have regular tomatoes. We grow...
Which are hallucinogenic.
Right. We have squash, peppers, cucumbers.
Uh-oh.
And then I just brought a few of the local fruits that are coming in that we buy from other places because we can't do everything.
Right.
But the local orchards and the local fruit growers like Norris's and Apex Orchards and Pine Hill. And then we get blueberries from Kaczynski's. And they're all delicious. Local peaches are coming in now.
I can't wait. It's really coming
in. It's like you grab a napkin when you eat one of those.
Nikki Cheslick from Cheslick Farm Stand on 5 and 10 in Deerfield. You've been doing just the farm stand for about 30 years. Have people in the valley's tastes changed in regards to what they're looking for when they're coming into the farm stand compared to when you started out?
I think that we're still pretty much the same. We're an everyday type of place where people are just looking for their normal lettuce, tomato, cucumber, corn.
Yeah.
Kale eaters beware.
Yeah.
No kale.
I can't give kale away at our farm stand.
That's interesting because kale has there was an advocate throwing kale under the bus last week.
Yeah. It's really strange.
I love it personally. But
so I want to give a sense. We were talking about how much corn you're actually selling, and a lot of it you're doing wholesale that's not going through the farm stand. So you were reminding me that a bushel of corn is 5 dozen. So that's 60 ears of corn. And every day, 100 to 1,000 bushels are leaving the farm. So that's between 6,000 and 60,000 ears of corn
all
a day.
All from just Cheslick.
Yes.
Wow.
And it's going to local stores and some of the big chains, too.
What's your favorite way to make corn?
I just boil it 5 minutes. That's
it. Wait, there's two ways I've heard. One is the water's boiling and you put it in, you time it.
But then that's how you torture the corn and it dies. That's lobster.
That's lobster.
Different color.
Oh, yeah.
I actually do it where you put it in cold water and when it boils, it's done.
That's the way I do it, too. My son likes it on the grill. They just soak it in water and then put it on the grill and just get that
with
nice
still smoky. The husk on.
Yes.
Yes, yep. That's important.
On the grill with the husk on.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
And then if you do it that way, it makes a great corn salsa. Cut it off.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you get that nice smoky
or
flavor.
There's like the Mexican style with the cream and the spices and stuff like that.
No.
Now, and I don't recommend doing this way, except for that it's really cool to try once. Take an ear of corn and put it in the microwave, I think for like 4 or 5 minutes. And then you cut off the larger end and you hold the other end and the husk, it comes right out of the husk.
Yes.
No strings or anything like
no
that.
Strings.
It was amazing. I saw an internet video of it last year and I said, I got to try it.
So yeah. I'm kind of curious. You've had this incredible farm, stand and farm for years and years. How has it changed or not changed with the whole buy local movement?
There are a lot more people interested in buying local. There's so many farm stands and farm shares. And I mean, how can you not buy local? To go to a grocery store and buy something from another country or from Florida that was shipped up here, it's fine when it's out of season, but when it's
or
in
oranges.
Season, like 90% of our vegetables and fruits are local, but we do carry oranges and avocados.
Yeah,
and,
because guacamole.
Yeah, that I think that's what people are looking for, though. They just want something fresh. And when they come to the farm stand, they can get it every day. It's fresh every day.
Now, what are those berries right there?
These are blackberries.
I got to have one.
These are from Norris's.
The whole time.
Norris's has great berries.
Mm.
And actually, I still have Norris strawberries.
Wow.
It's the last week for him. He has a new later variety, and they are absolutely delicious.
Nikki Cheslick from Cheslick Farm Stand in Deerfield and Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero, folks. BuyLocalFood.org.